Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Islamabad on Monday for a one-day visit, amid rising tensions between Pakistan and India, following last month's attack on tourists in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC. Islamabad has rejected India's accusations of involvement, saying it has credible intelligence suggesting that New Delhi may be planning military action. The ongoing standoff has triggered regional alarm over a potential escalation between the nuclear-armed neighbors. Iran's ambassador to Pakistan, Reza Amiri Mogadam, told state media that Araghchi's meetings would address ways of reducing tension in the subcontinent due to Iran's close ties with both India and Pakistan. Abbas Araghchi was welcomed at the airport by Additional Secretary West Asia Syed Asad Gilani, the Iranian envoy, and other senior Pakistani officials. During the visit, the foreign minister is expected to hold talks with President Asif Ali Zardari, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Senator Ishak Dar. Pakistan's Foreign Office, FO, said the high-level visit reflects the deep-rooted and strong relationship between Pakistan and the brotherly nation of Iran and reaffirms mutual commitment to strengthening cooperation. Abbas Araghchi is expected to travel to New Delhi later this week, although it remains unclear whether the visits were pre-planned or a response to the crisis. The FO added that the two sides will also exchange views on key regional and global developments. India has not responded to Pakistan's diplomatic outreach. Its foreign ministry has previously rejected third-party mediation over Kashmir. Pakistan, meanwhile, has reached out to multiple capitals regarding the situation, including Russia. In a recent call, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov urged restraint and stressed the importance of diplomacy to defuse tensions. Islamabad has also requested its UN envoy to seek a Security Council briefing on what it terms India's aggressive actions threatening regional peace.